Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're looking at a piece by Brett Allegray Wood that every SME owner should read before they make any decisions about their team.
The article is called 89% of UK SMEs are using AI. Half are about to fire the wrong people. And the title does most of the work.
It really does. 89% adoption and just 0.29% productivity growth. Those two numbers should not coexist.
You'd expect to see some kind of output boom if nearly every business has adopted the technology. Instead, productivity has barely moved.
Brett's core argument is that most businesses bought a subscription, not a strategy. He calls it the great AI miscalculation, the belief that the technology itself is the solution.
And there's a story in the article that brings this to life painfully well. A manufacturing firm owner called David, who invested six figures in an AI-driven inventory management system.
On paper, it was flawless. Demand prediction, automated ordering, waste reduction. 6 months in, the system was generating nonsensical orders, excess raw materials piling up while essential components ran dry.
His experienced team was working longer hours, morale had collapsed, and David was already mentally drafting job ads for their replacements.
But he was wrong about the cause. He dropped the technology on his team with a two-hour vendor training session. He hadn't mapped existing workflows. He hadn't consulted his warehouse manager, someone with 20 years of operational knowledge.
He bought a tool, not built a solution. That line stuck with me.
And Brett says the same failure mode turns up everywhere. Professional services firms where AI tools generate more data entry than client work. Retail businesses where automated customer service bots drive customers straight to competitors.
So why are half of UK SMEs now thinking about cutting staff? You'd think they'd be looking inward at the strategy first.
Because firing people feels like a decision, and a failed implementation feels like a people problem. It's easier to blame skill gaps or resistance to change than to admit there was never a strategy built in the first place.
And that's such a costly instinct. You lose institutional knowledge, destroy morale, and signal to every remaining employee that they could be next. Brett's line is, you think you're cutting costs, you're actually gutting your capacity for innovation.
So what does good actually look like? The article points to Singapore and Australia as two countries doing this very differently.
Singapore is building what it calls an AI bilingual workforce. Not a nation of coders, but a workforce where every professional uses AI as a second language to augment their own expertise.
An accountant using AI to model a dozen financial scenarios in the time it previously took to model one. A construction manager using AI-powered drones for full safety audits in minutes. And the Singaporean government has put $1 billion Singapore behind upscaling 100,000 workers.
That framing matters. They're talking about augmentation, not replacement. The value is not in the tool, it's in the person using it.
Australia's Digital Transformation Agency has a three-part framework the article says most UK SMEs are completely ignoring.
What are the three parts?
First, define the business outcome before anything else. Not implement AI, but reduce customer service response times by 50% or cut raw material waste by 15%. You define the problem, quantify it, and only then decide whether AI is even the right tool.
That's a discipline most businesses skip entirely.
Second is governance. Who is accountable when the AI makes a mistake? What happens when the system goes down? If you can't answer those questions, you're not ready to deploy.
And third?
Cross-functional collaboration. Don't hand AI to IT and walk away. Bring in operations, finance, marketing, HR, and critically, the people doing the actual work.
The logistics example in the article is a good one here. Before buying route optimization software, you get drivers, dispatchers, the fleet manager, a finance person, and IT in a room. Not to discuss AI, to discuss the actual problems. Unrealistic schedules, last-minute order changes, fuel costs. Map the human process first, then design the solution around it.
Brett's line for that is, a successful AI implementation is born from a spreadsheet, not a software demo.
There's a five-question self-audit at the end of the article. Have you built an AI strategy or just bought a subscription? Have you given your team genuine training, not a two-hour vendor session? Have you mapped your existing workflows?
Did you define the problem before you selected the solution? Do you have governance in place? If most of those answers are no, the problem is not your people, it is your plan.
For me, the single thing to do this week is talk to your team before making any headcount decisions. Schedule a session with the people actually using these tools, ask what's working, what's creating friction, and what they'd need to make it genuinely useful.
I'd start with the tool audit. List every AI platform you're paying for, write the specific outcome it was meant to achieve, and the metric you're using to measure it. If you can't fill those columns in, that's your starting point.
The full article is at anabu.ai.
And if you want this working in your own business, you can book a free AI audit there too. See you next time.